I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Neuropathology plays an important role in the diagnosis of brain and spinal cord diseases, which in turn often helps determine treatment options. To talk about testing cells and tissue related to these diseases is Dr. Stephen Carroll. He's the chair of the Department of Pathology and Laboratory Medicine, and he's director of the Hollings Cancer Center Biorepository at MUSC. Dr. Carroll, tell us what a neuropathologist does in the lab to examine cells or tissue from a patient.
So the role that we play is when the surgeon goes in and he takes some tissue out of the brain or spinal cord that they think may be tumor or another disease process. We're the ones that get that tissue and actually prepare slides of it in order to diagnose what's going on in the patient.
What are some of the common diseases that a neuropathologist might be looking at in the lab then?
We'll often see primary tumors of the brain. Glioblastomas would be the most common ones, but there's a variety of other types. In fact, there's nearly 200 different types of tumors you see in the brain. But there's a lot of other disease processes we see too. For instance, we often will encounter multiple sclerosis in some of these biopsies. We will also see diseases of blood vessels which occur within the brain. Sometimes these can be small strokes. Sometimes there will be diseases of the blood vessels themselves, which we call vasculitis. We will sometimes encounter infections in the brain.
And Dr. Carroll, when you say a neuropathologist helps determine what treatment might be best, tell us more about that.
One of the first things that we're doing is we're trying to classify those tumors. And there will be some, such as an oligodendroglioma, which will be more responsive to certain kinds of chemotherapy than, say, a glioblastoma. So that really helps the neuro-oncologist select what the clinical treatment regimen will be for those individuals and gives those patients a fighting chance.
What has been new in the world of neuropathology in the last few years or the last decade?
So the thing which really is changing the field a lot is what is commonly called precision medicine. Now, to us, what that means is sequencing the genome of these tumors. What we're looking for is we're looking for what are called actionable mutations. Those are mutations that we know will render a tumor more likely to be susceptible to a particular drug that's being considered for therapy. And that really is the thing we love to find in these patients.
And that's become the norm now in the lab.
In fact, it's more than just the norm. The World Health Organization has just redefined all of the diagnostics to work up a brain tumor. And now it's no longer enough just to look at a tumor under the microscope. There's a set of companion genomic tests that have to be done in order to properly classify those tumors.
And of the brain and spinal cord diseases, are any of them especially prevalent here in this part of the United States?
Unfortunately, yes. The one that really concerns me is all the neurodegenerative diseases that cause dementia. The CDC has recently declared South Carolina to be number one for mortality from dementia in the United States. It's an incredibly large number of cases that we're seeing here, and it's something we're worried is just going to get worse as time goes on. And so now one of the critically important things we need to do is we need to start looking at the genome of the patients who are being afflicted with dementia here in South Carolina so that we can better understand what is causing us to have such a high incidence.
Dr. Carroll, thanks for providing information about neuropathology.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.